Hey,
you are tuning into the Sports Show.
Sports Show.
That's right, Sports Show. CJSW 90.9 FM. We got a killer show this week.
Oh, it's going to be
excellent. This is like our Labor Day classic.
This is exactly. This is like the game after the Stampeders, the Saturday one. You're like, I missed the Labor Day. This is the other one.
This is amazing. I love it.
I like it too.
What can you do?
Let's get into it.
Here's the Sports Show. Got me in my hormones, all gas, no brakes, score 4-0. If you think you own this place, you get foreclosed. I've been in my head, but it's not about a T3. Yeah, I like to learn, but there's nothing you can teach me. We all got opinions, you about to hit a meat tree of bitches. CSJ never really misses. GD7 land, baby, shout out to Indigenous. My girl, she got mad at me cause she don't know the difference between this and them, nah, you about to witness. Well, freedom is so now, I tell that girl, get out my business. Do this, I ain't joshing on the grind like Eric Costin. Sit around and grab a drink. You talking what you wanted. It's mostly you don't know me. When it drop, then I'm mostly what they bopping. You can say what you got. When it's Tuesday, I'll be locked in.
So this is the Sports Show, episode 224. But for you guys, CGSW, this is the live, unlive show.
It's amazing.
Straight at you guys.
It's actually my favorite show.
I do enjoy it too.
We get a little bit of a time crunch. We only got the 30-minute spot.
You'll find that we love to talk.
The other weeks we take liberties, if you will, when we're on the podcast. So don't forget, if you're listening, you're listening to CJSW 90.9 FM, greatest radio station on the planet, University campus, University of Calgary Radio. But also, weeks in between the weeks, we are on Sports Show TV. That's the YouTube channel. We are on Facebook. We are on the Twitter. We still got to figure out Instagram because we got hacked.
And we got hacked.
Listen, you university smarts out there, anyone who's in, I don't know, a hacking program, computer, whatever they're doing, help us out.
Yeah.
This guy hacked it. I almost got it back. I tricked him.
Okay.
He ended up giving me the passwords. I went in and started changing it.
Yeah.
He hacked and locked
me
out.
Again.
Then he's like trying to be aggressive. I'm like, you know what, man? I go keep it.
Yeah.
I go, what are you going to do with it?
Yeah.
Right? So then I started being aggressive with him. And then he turns around and goes, listen, give me $50 and I'll give it back. I go, no. He's like, come on, man. Please.
Mitch, he's a hell of a negotiator.
Mitch,
this
it's
guy.
The funniest thing. He's like, if I give it back, you promise me you'll give me $50. I want you to promise. I'm like, you got to be kidding, right? It's so funny.
The best part, it's some like 15-year-old in Macedonia that's doing it to us. I guarantee it.
Totally. Yeah, 100%. Totally.
That's awesome. Listen, like we said, last week, episode 223, if you didn't listen to it, promise you, go back and listen because we have started a revolution. The Ed Jablonski recovery and towing has taken on a new. We knew we had a fun bit and a good bit. Man, did we get in phone calls, emails, texts about the whole Maga Malaka last week.
Yeah, you know what? Normally I'm accustomed to my wife laughing at me because I'm wearing my bathing suit or like, you know, or whatever the case is. However, this time, when my wife laughs at a segment, then you know it's good.
You know it's good.
She couldn't help it. Yeah. So the Maga Malaka / pass or fail at the end, the Ed Jablonski, who, in my opinion, should already get a loofah.
I agree.
This guy should just get an award right away.
What we give out as our annual awards. It's the loofahs. From there, let's get right into it. Like we said, we got a little bit of a time crunch, so let's smash into it. Fantasy leagues across the world have started. We did ours last week with our crew. I did another one, which is how I got this shirt real quick. The league I'm in, it's all NFC East guys. The Dallas, the New York Giants, the Dallas Cowboys. As you can probably tell, there's a few more Philadelphia Eagle fans in that draft. And so they came up with these shirts that I'm wearing right now. Go to YouTube to see, and I had to take one, even though I'm not in that division because I'm a Packer fan.
I can't tell you what
fan.
It is.
Yeah, it's a great shirt.
It's a great shirt. I like that.
But
smart.
Smart shirt. But I wanted to start with a quick little rant before we get into NFL and talk about fantasy and all that fun stuff. It's baseball. Okay, baseball's coming to an end. There are about 60 games out before the end of the season. The wild card is in a hot race. The Blue Jays are right in there where they're third in the wild card. That's awesome. But I want to talk about one other thing, baseball. It's the way you guys fight. Okay, so the other day, the Blue Jays are playing the Orioles.
Yep.
There was a little dust up, and the guys all come out of the bench. But the best part for me is when I see that the guys that are in the bullpen, the guys that may play or may not play, are kind of running. They're like, are they fighting? Oh, they are? Okay, guys, let's go do the run. And they have to run out of the bullpen. And then the guys from the other team are running, and they're both all running towards the melee, right? So it's kind of funny to me. I say this. Everyone just grab bats. You have them at your disposal and go at it.
Yeah.
How is it that hockey, they can just fight. Boom, go. If the pitcher hits you, then go at it. Just get at it. But this whole, like, I'm going to beat you up and you're going to beat me up and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Baseball, you're not doing it right. Don't fight if you can't do
Here's
it right.
Here's the problem. I agree with you, Mitch. And the funny thing is baseball is just really tailor-made to mimic blood sport, the kumite.
The kumite.
Because if you think about it, if two people want to square off, because usually, more often than not, it's the pitcher and the batter.
Right.
Okay. We get where it's going.
I hear you.
There's a mound.
Right.
There's clearly an out of bounds.
Yes.
And I think that they should just duke it out on the pitcher's mound, either whoever goes down first or whoever gets off the mound, almost like a sumo wrestler. Like I said, blood sport,
kumite
type deal. You're done. It's settled. Everyone's there. The problem I have with the melee, as you say, the people from the bullpen.
Right.
If they really wanted to fight, wouldn't they just grab the other guys that are running from the bullpen and be like, hey, we don't need to run to the mound. You,
get right over here. Let's go.
Hey, Jablonski, get over here.
Get over here. Let's do this. I couldn't agree more. So here's my suggestion. I think we might have brought this up
years ago. This is the crappy thing. See, in hockey, you're right. When fights happen, it's, hey, I got a problem with you. You got a problem with me. Let's square it up right now, live on pay-per-view.
Right.
And it's done, and it's good, and then everyone rallies around. Schoolyard rules.
Schoolyard rules.
We've talked about it. Schoolyard rules. There in baseball, it's like one guy's getting into a fight and dragging his whole friend group. Like, it's a field party. Thanks, John.
Yeah, and then at the end, no one really throws the fights. You might even get suspended for nothing. What'd you get suspended for? I kind of pushed a guy, I guess. I don't know. It's silly, man. Here's the final one. Maybe, like hockey, get some goons. Each team has one goon
each.
And they just go at it.
Yeah.
And then that's it. That's all I can say.
Just a mound rusher.
Just a mound rusher.
Yeah, just be
just
like,
one guy.
And now it's starting like at bat for the Toronto Blue Jays is 6'9". Professional MMA record of 4 wins and 14 losses.
Exactly. Your designated puncher is,
does a media interview. Hi.
Just this guy that can't even fit into the baseball. And he has to wear the baseball outfit. That's the other thing, right?
Yeah, he has to.
If the manager has to wear it, then he has to wear it.
Yeah, it can't even button up. It's got like these big like safety pins that are holding it together. They call him Laser.
So good.
Yeah, man, it's tailored for American Gladiators.
Exactly.
They should just, baseball fights should have new rules. Like, you can only kick.
Yeah.
Like change it up. Like, sell it a little bit.
Exactly.
You go on the mound, kicks only. Like, what's that French, what is it? It's not Savate or something? I don't know. It's like the French kickboxing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not familiar with it.
It's cute.
We do like our international sports, but this one I'm not familiar with.
Very worldly, the French combated sport of Savat.
From there, let's talk about what goes on here in hockey. Real quick, a quick little segment came up. I wanted to talk about it. It's a dump and chase. It's a fast one.
Okay.
So the U.S. comes out. You know, hockey in the U.S. is getting pretty popular right now. So they came out their schedule of next year. And they kind of named off all the teams, U.S. teams, that they were going to publicize nationally. Okay. So you got your Rangers, they're going to be on 15 national games, Pittsburgh 15, St. Louis, Tampa Bay 14, the Capitals, your defending Stanley Cup champions, Colorado also 14, even the Columbus Jackets, John and the boys are going to get 10 games.
Okay.
All right. But when you look at the Canadian teams that are going to be televised on national television with the U.S. syndicate, Toronto gets 11,
okay.
Montreal 0, Calgary 4, Edmonton 14, Vancouver 2, Winnipeg 1, and Ottawa won. Now, there's been a little bit of a, people are a little upset about it. They're like, what's going on? Why? I want to stop you all from getting too ahead of yourself.
Yeah.
What did I just say? This is for the U.S. Do you think a guy that's kind of trying to get into hockey, that's sitting over in, I don't know, let's say he's in Las Vegas, do you think he actually cares what Vancouver and Ottawa are doing this week?
Right.
The answer is no. And you want to... You got to focus on him. So I don't understand what the big hoopla is with everyone in Canada getting mad going, I can't believe. Because guess what? A lot of our Canadian talent are on these American teams anyway. So what are we all fighting about?
You know, Mitch, I got to say I was a little surprised that you said Montreal got 0.
Mm-hmm.
I was a little surprised with that because I would just assume that in areas like, let's say, if it was on Montreal, Boston, on an original six type deal, maybe that might have some waiting. But you know what? This is very humbling. Canadian fan, I've said it for a while. So has Mitch. Listen, It is a Canadian game,
right,
but it is an American sport. Yes. I hate to say it, you guys, and people, you can say whatever you want, and Dimitri, you're completely offside. Pun intended, by the way.
It was nice.
Very. Yeah, that was a well good done. One. I yeah. Like what you did there. Did you like how I just kind of went there?
Yeah.
It was, and it just came. Yeah. I didn't. This was not a preloaded
that's what you
pun,
do.
Mitch.
You just slide it right in there.
There you go. Yeah, well, exactly. Anyways, you know, to get back on track.
Yeah.
The thing is this is very humbling because as Canadians. And justifiably so, we look at hockey and our teams up here a little bit differently.
Of course.
Of course, the Montreals mean more. Like, I get when TSN, for example, plays very heavy Toronto-Montreal. I get it. And even when those two teams come to Calgary, they are the highest selling tickets for season ticket holders or anyone who wants to get rid of tickets.
Right.
Okay, so for us, yes. But Canada hockey fan, honey, sugar, baby, humble yourselves. If this is just not an indication of actually what things mean in the world of hockey, I don't know what is. Because you're right. Nobody in Dallas could care about Montreal. You want to know what they care about? Who are the hottest teams? Where's Connor McDavid playing? Toronto, we know because they have the Raptors and we actually get that city and they have some players. Outside of that, yeah, exactly. Sure.
Exactly.
Yeah. Sorry, Winnipeg, what? You're Minnesota's younger cousin.
It's exact-
and that's not
so Portland.
That's not very sexy.
So is Portland.
So is
as I found out a couple last week.
The Minnesota of the East.
With that being said, it's like why like how mad do we get when the Raptors won the championship a couple of years ago?
Yeah.
You know, they should have been showcased a little bit more, especially after proving, hey, we won the championship. They weren't. So we can get mad about it. But the reality is, guys, USA, when it comes to sports, both hockey, NBA, MLB, doesn't matter. This is what happens. When the Blue Jays won Major League, the World Series twice in a row, same thing. We didn't get the love up here in Canada. They were like, those are asterisks. The Toronto Blue Jays wins are kind of like in baseball eyes, same as Barry Bonds. They're like, it doesn't really count.
Mitch, it was 2 years in a row. It was COVID for baseball.
It was for them.
When the Blue Jays won, they're like, man, that pandemic really rocked it. The Canadian teams were winning the pennant. It was crazy. And the World Series. I don't know what to tell you.
And look what happened. They even got rid of the Montreal team. Be like, what, three in a row? No, get them out of here. We got them. Get out.
What is it?
Out of here.
What is an expo anyways? What is that?
Yeah, what is that?
Yeah, what a stupid name.
Wasn't it that dome they created?
I believe so.
So the Montreal Domes? Yeah. Is that what it is? I didn't get it.
The Montreal Domers brought to you by Trojan. Listen. Listen, the fact of the matter is this. Canadian hockey fan, I'm talking to you. I'm looking in your eyes. You want all Canada hockey? Then guess what? Start loving the CFL because that's what it looks like.
Yeah, but how about this? Going back to what you just said. You want all Canadian hockey? We had it a couple of years ago with COVID.
Boo.
Yeah, exactly. No, At first, we were all excited about it. We're like, yeah, that's great.
Yeah, yeah.
After the 10th time that you play the same team, you're like, okay, I'm done with this. I can't do it.
Totally.
Like, yeah,
totally.
Sorry. I can only watch
it. Of course vacationing with my in-laws is going to be great. What's wrong with you? I'm never doing this again.
Exactly. So the segment I wanted to kind of start on, and we got into it, but it's before we get into NFL. So I'm at Fantasy. I'm sitting with the guys. We're kind of done the draft. And
right.
Haven't seen anyone in a
couple
years. How
do you feel about your team?
Not bad. Not great. The guys I do this league with, not to say that other leagues aren't, people are really getting into their fantasy and really getting into their, they know things that years ago, I promise you, they didn't know. People are just taking it much more serious. And so, you know, those hidden gems aren't hidden anymore. That's
right.
The truth of the matter.
Right.
So we're sitting around and the guys I sit with are hardcore golfers. A lot of guys love their golf. So I just, being that we do the sports show, they all know we do the pod. I said, hey, what's your guys' thoughts on the live golf PGA controversy? Holy guacamole, did I start a fight, bro. It was like baseball brawl. It was like everyone's pushing each other. We don't know what to say. So I want to talk about it. We got the segment.
Sure.
We got a half an hour.
Let's
we got
do
some
it.
Time. Dimitri, live golf versus PGA. Likes, dislikes. I got some of the rules, should we need to go down it. What are your thoughts on this whole live golf thing? Is it a big deal or not a big deal?
It's a big deal. It's a great deal. I absolutely love it. I think it is the greatest thing that's happened to golf. I really, really do. The only thing that I'm not liking right now is that the PGA and live golf, or live, however it's pronounced. You say live. I say live. I think live sounds better.
Yeah, I just.
But, you know, whatever.
Live.
Live. Let's go. I don't know what it is. I actually don't know what it is. It's almost like a French
word.
Their
first negative.
You don't know. There you go. There, you know what? That's a negative.
Fix that. Fix the name.
Just come out and just tell us.
Yeah.
Okay? Anyways, the thing is there's no fluidity now for a player to build a career based on both these leagues. And the PGA is being a little bit of a sore loser, in my opinion, with this kind of stuff. Look, I've equated it to this. Tennis, we love tennis. Why do we love tennis? Truly global sport.
Right.
Individualistic sport, that's fine. But there are different tournaments that people can play in different areas that mean different things, that have different points, but they still have the overall ranking and where you are as a tennis player. Same thing with boxing. There is no boxing league. There's just these different organizations that have their different belts that allow players or boxers to represent themselves. But in the general scope of boxing, it means something in the overall ranking. The only thing I don't like is that the PGA doesn't want to recognize it. Mm-hmm. The players understand that I don't care what you want to say. So there's got to be a little bit of a get-together here, because I've said it before, what I don't want to see happening is in 20 years from now, you have a player who's won 14 majors, but if they've won 8 LIV Golf tournaments or events, mm-hmm. I feel that that's got to mean something. Why? Because actually, a lot of great golfers are going there, and these are not easy tournaments to win. It's not like Dustin Johnson's the only guy going.
Right.
And he's playing against a bunch of world amateurs.
That's true.
And he's schooling. No, these are legitimate tournaments. I think it's great. The PGA, you got caught. Okay? Mm-hmm. You're the only restaurant on the block.
That's right.
Okay? You're the only pizza place on the block. My buddy Mitch, my sidekick here. Actually, my level kick.
Hey.
He's not on the side. He's on the level. He uses pizza analogies. Look, you're the only pizza place in the strip mall. Strip mall open up across the street. Now you got to work for it a little bit. That's my problem? Not my problem. That's not your problem. Not my problem.
That's not your problem. Everything I agree with except for one small thing. As I look at the rules, let's go down the rules real quick just to show you a little bit of the difference, okay? So you got live golf. They do three rounds instead of PGA that does four rounds. They do team sport thing where live golf will say there's a captain, and then the captain through a snake draft, like a fantasy draft, will pick three other individual players. Okay, so a team of four. They got cool little names. Not the greatest, but they could work on the name thing, but we've talked about that already. And then they have different payouts. That is the number one thing. Now, going back to one comment you made about PGA should give it up. I think if the PGA has a rule, Dimitri, and they say, hey, listen, pick them or pick us, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with them saying, hey, Dustin Johnson, you want to go to live golf or live golf or whatever you want to call it, then go. You can't come back here. If I'm Dustin Johnson, I'm like, okay. I don't mind. Guess what? I'm going to be getting more of a payout when I win these tournaments over here. People know my name because I made my name, because that's what PGA is. Where I talked about live golf, PGA's individual plays, their four rounds, and their payouts are a little less. All of a sudden, the PGA is like, oh, we found this extra $100 million under the cushion. Oh, because now their payouts are going to be a little higher. So PGA, you did get caught with your pants down a little bit and kind of taking advantage of the situation. Because at the end, no matter what you do for work, when another company comes looking for you and says, hey, you're a great golfer, we want to give you a little bit more of a payout when you win that tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Who's not going to want to take that option?
That's what I'm saying.
Now, the PGA does have the right to say, you don't want to play with us anymore? Fine. You can't come, no comebacksies, you know? You go over there, fine.
I think that's so dumb.
But this is on them. This is where they got to be smart. You don't want to go? No problem. Great. We're going to make it. We're going to give you guys a little bit more money. By the way, we have all the prestigious awards over here. So as a golfer, you got to now say to yourself, do I want the money or do I want that green jacket? And that's where it comes down to. And you got to give Tiger Woods some credit, as much as I think it's absolutely bonkers, that when he was offered $800 million, he goes, no, it's not about that for me. It's about the PGA for him. So I don't agree with it. I think it's crazy that he didn't take the money.
I just don't understand, why does the PGA care whether a guy decides to go play somewhere else?
Because you said it yourself. When Dustin Johnson and other guys start taking their names, which is their name, their faces, and moving over to live golf, all of a sudden the PGA starts looking amateur. Because when I tune in to watch the Masters or whatever, I'm looking for these names. If they're not on there, I don't know who they are.
I'm going back to
live golf. Now, this is where live golf is a little bit behind the eight ball, in my opinion, is You guys are, and by the way, they also do shotguns. So it's a little, it feels like, yeah, they can wear shorts. I don't really care for that stuff. But to the avid and professionals, like the guys at my fantasy that love their golf, these things matter. For me, as the fluid guy that kind of watches, like seeing what they like, I don't know. Do I care, not care? I don't. But I think I'm so tuned into the pants. And
if the PGA like can allow a guy wearing a mullet and pink pants to walk around, I don't understand why an average golf fan is criticizing anything that anyone else is doing. PGA, fork up the money, okay? Allow these guys. This is it. I'll end on this. We do got to get going here. But fork up the money. Who cares if they play a long weekend here if they're always coming back? Like our good friend Johnny G says, doesn't matter where you get your appetite, as long as you're coming home for dinner.
That's a good point.
God bless you, Johnny G.
God bless.
God bless you.
Yeah, no, in all honesty, I still love it, but I do think if they're going to be, it's like a McDonald's Wednesdays things, okay? Some days you're going to want a Big Mac, sometimes you want the Baconator.
That's it.
But at the end of the day, you do want all their business. So you might, if the PGA puts their foot down and says, no coming backsies, I'm okay with it because then the player has to make that decision.
Mitch,
I'm okay with it.
We talked about it with the Canadian teams earlier. At the end of the day, it's the institution is more insignificant to the draw and the roar of the crowd.
Right. But I'm going to say this about you, PGA. You have it all. This was all yours to lose. You guys were holding back that money. You all of a sudden you find all this extra money. You're like, oh, we can pay you guys a little bit more.
Well, I guess we could.
Well, I suppose. I mean, rather than keeping it in the coffers or under this mattress, like, come on. What are you guys, Greek? Are you ran by the Greeks?
You know, Liv goes,
our dad's running the PGA. Yeah.
You think you're going to Domino's? You're not allowed back in my restaurant, you son of a gun.
Buddy,
okay.
My dad would say that, by the way.
He would
say that. That's awesome. All right. It's happening. As of tomorrow, September the 11th, God bless, by the way, the NFL is about to begin. The greatest day of all for families around the world. They're all going to be neglected, granted, but hey, merry, merry NFL.
Not our problem.
Not our problem.
Not our problem.
Our wives know this happens every year, and this is what happens. I'm going to be hidden away watching the game. Oh, I'm so happy. I'm like crying. I think I'm crying. I'm so happy. Okay. With that being said, let's do a little NFL.
Sure.
Over the last couple of podcasts, we've talked about which teams we think are going to win.
Yeah.
This, that, the other. Go back to the archives and listen to it. This quick segment is going to be hit to you with name association. I'm going to name a team or a player. I want you first thing that comes to your mind, Dimitri. We're just going to play a little game.
It's like, okay. All right. I like this.
How about this one? It's everyone knows this team. Everyone knows them because they dominated for years. The New England Patriots.
Legacy.
I think they're going to be like the keg, consistent this year.
That's right.
Yeah.
I like that.
Let's talk about their coach, Mr. Billy Ball, Billy Belichick.
Hall of Fame.
Do you know he's got more years of coaching than some of the actual coaches are alive? Like McVay is 35. He's been coaching for 49 years.
That's amazing.
That's crazy, right? Here's one for you. What about the defending Super Bowl champions, the LA Rams?
Tough year.
It's going to be tough. After that Thursday night against Buffalo, don't look like champions to me, son.
We'll get into that, but yeah.
How about this guy? He broke our hearts. Devontae Adams off to the Raiders.
Smart.
You think?
Yep.
I'm curious about this one. I'm actually going to be watching him with my eyes like this. What are you doing? Let's talk about this guy. We hate him but love him. Kirk Cousins.
Overpaid.
But brilliantly. Now, this guy should be running the
pit. Smart.
The smartest guy in the league. Smartest guy in the league, Kirk Cousins.
I like it.
Couldn't agree more. How about this one? Everybody's favorite team. It's the Dallas Cowboys.
Spotlight
is right. This is the year, Dallas. You got to make some headway. Got to win a playoff game.
Yeah.
Got to make the playoffs, too, though.
You got to make it.
Got to make it first. Two more. How about this guy? It's everyone's favorite. I mean, he's two-time in a row MVP, three-time MVP, four-time MVP, Aaron Rodgers.
Best arm.
Worst hair. Have you seen the hair he's doing?
Like? You know, I don't know what this guy's been doing last few years. But.
Well, he's doing a lot of Ionishka. Is that what it's called?
What is that?
It's like,
is that a cream?
It's a drug. Oh my goodness. Mushrooms maybe?
What are they called? Psychedelic.
Psychedelic, thank you. That's the word I was looking for. Yeah, he's into it. Huh. Hardcore. Yeah, loving it.
Interesting.
Yeah, his hair slicked back. I saw him on the Joe Rogan podcast. He looked really mellow. Very relaxed. Yeah, for very a guy relaxed. That's MVP and on a team that
maybe
has no wide receivers.
Maybe he's taking the sleepadelic.
Sleepadelic is right. All right, last one. It's the Cleveland Browns.
Sit back, make your popcorn. Controversy.
Controversy is right. Ladies and gentlemen, we're off to everyone's favorite segment. It's Rapid Banter. You ready?
I'm ready.
Are the Calgary Flames better with the additions of Kadri and Huberto and Uyghurs, or worse with the loss of John and Matthew?
Better.
Blue Jay fans caught humping during a Jays-Cubs game. Foul ball or fair ball?
Well, if it was on a Wednesday, then it's warranted.
The Wednesday hump ball.
It is the hump day.
Best sports movie of all time, Major League, Slapshot, The Sandlot, or Bull Durham?
You're killing me, Smalls, that you didn't put Happy Gilmore in there.
Oh, I like that.
Buddy, I got to tell you, Major League, it was on the other day. I put it on. I go, Tamara, this is a sports classic.
The best of all time.
And then I had to show someone at work who Joe Boo was.
Who Joe Boo was?
Because, you know, that's my fantasy name. I'm Joe Boo.
You're Joe Boo. NFL stadiums came out with the beer prices last week. The Washington Commanders of the National Football League, $14 a beer. But if you go over to New York and go to the Jets game or Detroit or Atlanta, it's only $5 a beer. Why the disparity, Dimitri?
Still better than drinking beer in Phoenix.
Isn't that
the cool?
Last one. Pick one. Pick only one. 6 inches, 6 feet, or six figures?
Well, considering, I don't want to be 6 feet. The inches are irrelevant to me. I'm going to go six figures.
Six figures. I think we
How
all know
dare
where
you.
I'm why?
How
just,
dare
it's
you.
A question.
That's two jokes like that. This is a wholesome university show, you son of a gun.
Speaking of the University of Calgary, you're listening to CJSW 90.9 right now, right here. It's live, unlive, kind of. So don't. If you call in, we're not here. So if you're going to complain, too bad. We're not going to hear it until next week. Yeah.
Send it to the manager.
It's the first week of university. So for all the newbies, the first years, we're here to help. We're here to help. We're going to do our segment called Pass or Fail.
Kay.
What do you do the first week of university?
Oh, this is a good one. Yeah. It's an intimidating week.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, we can use this in the States as well. We're going to, you know, we have a lot of listeners down in the States as well through the podcast. So let's go with it. Kay. I'm joining a fraternity. Pass or fail?
I'm going to go with pass. There's nothing better than a sense of community.
Delta, Delta, Delta.
What would we be? We need fraternity.
That's
shirts.
What we need.
Sigma, Sigma. Or what about Tough Sigma, 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 Sigma?
That's what we got to do.
Something,
you know,
like
I'm going to write this down?
Write that down.
Yeah, got it.
By the way, I
thought
of a great shirt.
You got
Jablonski Trucking.
Oh, I have it.
Shut up. See, this is why.
I made it. I didn't bring it today, but I made it.
Of course.
It.
And you probably only made one.
I only have one.
You're so greedy. Move on. Okay. We got 2 minutes.
We got 2 minutes. All right. How about studying right off the bat? Pass or fail?
Fail. Come on, man. The first week's for drinking and socializing.
Well, that's the next one. Going to the local fraternity bars or bars and stuff like that. Hitting the bars hard in the first
that
week.
That is a major pass, and it's an even major-er pass if you're going to the Den right here on the university campus.
It is probably
support
the best
one. Yeah. Support them.
Support the Den.
You hear already.
Hey. It's,
dare you know I say what it's hurts a classic? My feelings?
Yeah,
I heard that the Den no longer is doing the Thursden thing.
It's a thing now. You know, AGLC.
Mitch, I'm a little upset.
I'm just saying.
That was
the thing.
It was a gold mine for a lot of people.
It was a gold mine. How about going out and meeting a friend or two first week? You know, getting out there, being a little different. Hey, how you doing? I'm Dimitri. Hey, I'm Mitch. How's it going? You know, getting out there and showing everybody.
Pass. You got to be extroverted. You got to put yourself out there.
You're in the major leagues now.
Listen, the hard work's going to come in a few weeks.
That's right.
Take it easy. Land the plane a little softer. Relax.
There it is. There's pass or fail for you. CJSW 90.9. It's the spot show.
You can see that the two of us didn't do well in university. Granted, our passes versus our fails. But look, I'll tell you what is a major pass. A major pass is all of you that listen to us here on the CJSW 90.9 FM. Again, second Tuesday of every month, 11:30 a.m., 8:30 p.m. Plays twice. We're very grateful for that. Tyra, Cam, everyone in the crew, and the Molly as well. We love you and we miss you. We got to throw the shout out there too. But nonetheless, YouTube, Sports Show TV. And of course, if you've missed it, you can always go back to the CJSW.com, look up the podcast section. Not just us, a lot of great content on all the shows. But this is episode 224.
Yes.
One for the books.
Yep.
We got to shove it in the locker. We got to hit the showers.
Let's do it. You know, the other topics I had, the NBA has come out and said, hey, we're going to give Seattle a team again, and we're looking for Vegas to have a team. So I said to myself, why do these all... First off, if you lost a team before, you shouldn't get it again. Not until you've gone through all the cities, until they say no, and then you can go back, okay? Yeah. Back of the
line. Right, yeah. You got
right?
That's right.
So I looked at some cities here. You know what I mean? I wanted to do cities that should have expansion. For example, Casper, Wyoming. Why not?
Well, I mean, you know what? I never... Vegas is a must now.
Well, you have
for
to.
All sports, for all sports, right? Yeah. The infrastructure's there now, but... In terms of these, you're right, like Seattle. Okay, what is it now? I always wondered, right? Yeah. Like, what is it about it now that's going to work that it didn't work back then?
I truly think it's just like a millennial generational thing. It's like, okay, we know that these kids are, this generation likes their basketball or something.
Yeah, could be.
Then I was thinking NHL expansion teams. Like, why not Moose Jaw? Why not? Why not Regina have an NHL team?
See, that'd be amazing.
Why not Flim Flon Manitoba? Why not?
Really?
Yeah.
That's that. You know what? Tough fan.
Tough fan.
Tough barn to play in.
Hard to get to. There it is, guys. Have a great week. Good luck this year.
How are we going to get the Flim Flam locomotive?
I think there's a train that comes by.